So my name is Caitlin Damon. I'm an epidemiologist in our Division of Health Surveillance, and I work programmatically on Million Hearts with our Division of Health Promotion and Disease Prevention. And I was brought onto the project mainly to contribute to data analysis and the building of data capacity around chronic disease, more specifically related to blood pressure reading in the State Health Department. So to sum up our first year of funding, the level of participation from practices varied, but we reached about 80,000 patients. We found through four practices that we identified 298 undiagnosed hypertension patients. About 95 patients attended follow-up appointments at two practices based on additional programmatic efforts and counseling. Our blood pressure monitoring system, our home monitoring system, was a pretty good success. We had 32 patients reached at four practices. And we also did a lot of training with clinical staff, reaching about 80 members. Also not on here, we created a simplified DASH diet where we looked at both the DASH diet and MyPlate and created a handout that's meant for a broad audience, including those with lower levels of health literacy. And then we received additional funding towards the end of the initial year to do some additional data capacity building, and we really focused that on learning about our APCD and how we could use that to look at hypertension and other cardiac disease outcomes. So as Sharon mentioned, we tend to work in these project levers. So in the data lever, we focused on building capacity with both our data analysts, but also our program management, in terms of figuring out how to ask the right questions. We also did a lot around blood pressure measurement protocols, but I won't focus today's talk on that as much, and also a lot with self-monitoring. We came up with an initial program in our first year and have had to revamp it for our second year, and we're actually going to be using community libraries to do that. So for the first lever, which is data, like I said, we really focus on our all-payer claims database. So what that meant is that we needed to train many of our analysts in SQL Server language. A lot of them have analyst backgrounds, but they're mostly trained in SAS, Data, or R. So we did both an introductory level and advanced training in SQL Server. We also aimed to learn by example, and I, as the epidemiologist, was the guinea pig for this. And we did two case studies, and we also did some investigation to see how all-payer claims database information can link with our other data sets to help improve the story we're telling. And I have a link up here that includes the full report of all of the case studies we did and also our results in terms of what we found about linking various data sources. This also led to trainings within the health department and with some of our partners on our APCD, as well as we created some overviews of how APCDs could really be used in a broad chronic disease setting versus other types of divisions within our health department. So, for example, infectious disease may be able to ask different types of questions of an APCD than we could in chronic disease. We also explored medication adherence, which Sharon mentioned, and I won't necessarily go into a lot of detail on it today, but we started looking at medication possession ratios, and we found that we were probably overestimating, and it wasn't the best measure for us. So we're in the process of switching in what we look at, so we're going to be switching to a proportion of days covered metric to assess medication adherence, which has a fairly steep learning curve, unfortunately. So I'll dive into what we found with looking at our APCD and our case study examples. In looking at our APCD, which on this slide is the VH cures circle, we wanted to see how it fit in with other traditional data sources we had been using for a long time. And so the way we did that is we tried to look at it compared to our hospital discharge data, which is the red circle, VUH-DDS. We also wanted to do a community-based case study, and for that we compared to an electronic health record. So for the first case study we did, we worked with a local FQHC in the health service area that contains the second largest city in Vermont. we worked with local staff there to come up with research questions, which included figuring out the number of patients, prevalence of hypertension, prevalence of diabetes, and rate of HbA1c tests. And then we mimicked that data in the claims. And for the most part, it was really exciting because everything lined up very well. We saw a similar number of patient counts to similar number of members in our APCD. The biggest thing that was different was the HbA1c testing. We saw that 38% of non-diabetics had an HbA1c testing according to the EHR that we didn't find in the paid claims data. And this led to really great discussions with some of our local clinical partners and how the different data sources could be used to answer different questions. And I think the conclusion we came to, though I think we need more investigation to really quantify this, is that HbA1c is used as screening. So there are cases where they may have an HbA1c, but it may not necessarily result in a diabetes diagnosis that we would see in a medical chart. So for our second case study, we decided to look at a statewide picture, and we looked at outcomes including heart attack, stroke, and fatal strokes. Our hospital discharge data has been we use quite regularly. It has all events that occur in Vermont hospitals, as well as some of the hospitals in our bordering states. And after our first case study, we were really optimistic about what our APCD would be saying. But it was much more difficult within the APCD to look at just events, which is what we see in our discharge data. And what we found was pretty much that we asked a question that resulted in us needing to ask a lot more questions that we're still trying to answer. But that the discharge data, there were many more events than we were finding in claims. And part of this is it's really hard within claims to get down to an inpatient level versus an ER visit versus an ambulance ride versus long-term care. Pulling those pieces apart for us has been very difficult. So the next steps for us with data is that APCDs vary in every state, and unfortunately in our state, we're in a moment of transition as our data warehouse for all of our paid claims data is currently up for renewal. So the learning, we accomplished a lot in our first year working with Million Hearts that impacted both the Million Hearts program, but also the entire division of health surveillance and how we use our APCD data, but that may all change soon. It also was a really great discussion tool in working with our clinical partners. Data seems to be a common element that's really easy for us to all come together and talk about. And I may be biased because I'm the epidemiologist, but it seems like our meetings all tend to go really smoothly. but I think it also is a really great way for us to get a lot of people at the table that we may have a hard time getting at the table otherwise. So we're going to continue to have those types of discussions, especially with a lot of the new ACOs we have in the state, and aligning measures with them. In addition, we're going to, in order to keep the work we've done with Million Hearts sustainable, we want to continue to align the work with the state public health actions performance measures. So, like I mentioned, that meant maybe changing to a proportion of days covered from a medication possession ratio, which we think is overestimating effects. And also, we found in the case study as well, working with our clinical partners, their ability to query their own EHRs can vary greatly. And the quality of the EHRs that people have also varies greatly. So we had one example where we couldn't get longitudinal blood pressure readings. We could only get the most current, so the last one taken. So we are going to do some work with clinical partners to try and improve their ability to look back at blood pressure readings. Also, we're going to continue to work with specific areas who are doing unique panel management activities and try to assess that impact on outcomes. So the next lever was blood pressure self-monitoring. And in our first year of funding, we, via practices, distributed many blood pressure monitoring cuffs. And overall, we had a positive outcome, but in terms of sustainable efforts, this wasn't really working. It was a lot of work for practices to keep track of who they gave the blood pressure monitors to, get them back, get the log books back in enough time to actually use them for follow-up visits. So we decided to that blood pressure monitors were very useful in the self-monitoring process, but we needed a different form of delivery, and we came up with librarians. So in Vermont, we're fairly small, but librarians are just natural. Our assumption was that librarians are natural connectors of information, and especially with health information. There's also a mindset of when you get something from your provider, you get to keep it, whereas if you get something from a librarian, you borrow it until you're done with it and return it, which we think might be really important. It also gives us, marketing-wise, a few different points of interest to work with. So including, you know, the librarians are really excited about this and working with their primary care sites within their areas, but it also... we can also tackle it from the primary care side, and we're also trying to work with pharmacies to help refer to the libraries if they see people coming in and using the blood pressure cuffs within their setting. So this is the overall model we kind of came up with, and we're rolling this out in December, so some of this may change, but right now this is the idea. And what will happen is the state health department and the library will be sending letters to local primary cares, care practices, to participate by referring their patients to the local library. And then the librarians will loan the blood pressure models. They'll provide record-keeping tools, so like a logbook. They'll provide guidance on how to take proper blood pressure. And they'll also be distributing the materials that the health department comes up with, which include the simplified DASH diet, instructions of how to measure blood pressure, a log, and an example of a completed log. And also we'll be providing press release information for marketing. We anticipate a range of participation from primary care sites, but we do expect that they'll determine the eligible patients, they'll refer patients for self-monitoring, they'll also schedule the follow-up visits to determine progress with the program, and we're hoping, we're very optimistic, that they might share aggregate data with us on blood pressure readings for those before and after participating in the program. And then the last circle is the Vermont Department of Health, and we'll be providing the blood pressure monitors and resources, various printed materials. And the circle that's not on here is we have a large network of practice facilitators who we'll also be using for marketing purposes to reach out to primary care sites and let them know about the loaning program. So like I said, this is all rolling out in December, and something programmatically we're very excited about. And the librarians are really excited and have been jumping at the bit for like the last 3 months to get this thing started. So in summary, a lot of our work has been around building data capacity with both our analysts but also our program managers so that we can ask better questions of the data sets we can access. And here's the link again to a lot of the data-related work that we did. It also includes what we call in Vermont the Data Encyclopedia, which is a list of all the data sources we commonly use from vitals to BREFIS to our environmental public health tracking portal, to things we use for Healthy Vermonters, but it's a quick guide that seems to be a really great communication tool between various players within the health department. We're also hoping to change how we approach community clinical linkages. We developed the DASH diet that I mentioned in the beginning, and we'll be starting the next steps to actually evaluating to see how it's working. We did a lot of panel management activities for hypertension detection and control, with some primary practices, but I think we're hoping to expand that. And then also a lot more work around medication adherence and trying to find a better metric to assess it. With that, I'll hand it back over.
Thank you.